Hey love, it's me again, Ellie, and I'm back for episode 6 of our 3 AM thinking. And it's Sunday. Happy Sunday to everyone. I hope you're spending the day safe and sound with whom you are with today. So, yeah, it's been a while since I last uploaded my episode, so here I am with you guys. And I just want to call this episode, Why Should You Be Grateful If Things Are Slowing Down? And yeah, this is just another spontaneous episode, so no lo-fi music, wala rin akong notes about this episode, so I just want to share this story with you guys. Way back before, no, when my lola is still alive, every Sunday, lagi kami dun sa kanila nagla-lunch and dinner. So, matik yun. Pag Sunday, excited ako pumunta dun. You know, sabay-sabay kayo kakain because it's Sunday. Eh ako, simulat sa Paul, ako yung pakialamera sa kusina. I want to do such things inside the kitchen. Lagi ako nun nag-volunteer kay mommy. Anyway, mommy is my lola, by the way. Lagi kong gusto na ako yung duty sa pagluluto, ako yung makikialam sa kusina. Tapos noon, syempre, nung wala pa akong enough knowledge about cooking, kapag nagluluto ako, gusto ko mabilis lang. Mabilis lahat ng cooking procedures. Gusto ko mabilis kasi gusto ko na, you know, agad makakain. And at the same time, lagi akong napapagalitan ni mommy. She's always asking me, ba't ba ang lakas-lakas ng apoy ng kalan mo? Ba't ba minamadali mo yung pagluto? And my answer will be, para kasi mabilis. Para mabilis maluto, tapos makakain na tayo. And yes, I admit lahat ng naluluto ko before, either super tigas ng meat, or may kulang pa sa seasoning, may mali akong procedure na nagawa, and lagi akong nire-remind ni mommy na okay lang kasing matagalan yung pagluluto dun sa dish. Eh kung masarap naman nga yung outcome, why not? And yun, as I study about food, about cooking, slow cooking procedure is actually a part of a good dish. Lahat ng oras na nakain nung pagluluto mo is actually worth it to provide a good food. And that is exactly my point. If things are slowing down for you to get what you want, to be where you want to be, or what you want to become, be grateful for it. Always be grateful for it. Why? Kasi mas nagkakaroon tayo ng time, makapag-isip, makapag-refocus, makakuha ng new ideas. Alam mo yun, enough time for us to mold ourselves and to become the best version of us. Kung matagal nga eh, worth it naman. Don't hesitate to go for it. Risk for it. Kahit gaano katagal yung iti-take. If it will make you the best version of yourself, always jump for it. And always remember, diba, that a slow progress is still a progress and it will contribute for your growth as well. After a year or 5, 10, 30, lahat yun may magiging ambag eh, kung ano yung magiging ikaw in the future. Yes, mabagal siya, pero, you know, all of this slow acceleration will be worth it. Every morning is a new day. Parang start new things, new routines, new hobbies. Yung mabbenefit ka and yung growth mo. Like, come on, get out of that comfort box of yours. Parang we're too old just to, you know, settle for the things or the routines that we used to do. Or kung saan tayo, kung ano na yung nakasanayan natin, dito na lang. Try new things. Yung mga bagay na takot kang gawin, go for it. It will always be worth it in the end. And of course, no matter how slow things are, always remember, lahat ng para sa atin will be ours in the perfect season of life. So, di mo kailangan i-cram, di mo kailangan makipag-compete for that growth and for that knowledge na gusto mong magkaroon. And yeah, here's just, you know, here's a daily reminder to trust the progress, but don't ever rush the process, love. Stay safe, and thanks again for being with me. Bye.